The Cavs keep losing, the Warriors keep winning, and the Major League Baseball opening day is upon us, and Charlie's very happy. Join us now for Sports Weekly on BHL.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Sports Weekly.
I love that run. I love it.
All right, I like the energy of this one. I'll give you that.
I just like that. I like that it's popular because of the little kaleidoscope thing in the background.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You hear the... No, I'm the only one that hear this? Yep. All right, parents, please.
You have great ears. You have great ears.
Pan flute.
Yeah, the little
played by Lucifer himself.
Rain is in our own zone right now.
I'm holding it down. I'm with the guys tonight.
Yes. Guys. What's up, everybody? This is Sports Weekly. We're missing Erica. Erica, we miss you. And because you're not here, I have to be here, which is kind of awkward for our watchers, probably. I'm Josh Rodriguez. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Rodriguez_Charlie. Where can they find you?
Hey guys, this is Charlie Myers. You can find me at the OC Dad all across social media platforms. And handing off to Josh here.
It's me, Joshua Johnson. You guys can find me all over social media at JJ the Talented.
And I'm Raina Ale. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_Ale.
All right, guys. So let's get started. We don't have much time because we got in here late. Our bad. Well, not really, but we'll get it.
Time.
All right, so we're down to the final four in college basketball. We have Oregon, UNC, Gonzaga, and South Carolina. Who do you guys got?
I still want Kansas to win, but
that's not happening. It's impossible.
I can't believe Kansas lost. That was my pick, man. That was it. But anyways.
They look good, especially against Purdue. After that beatdown, I was like, wow, they're clicking right now.
I thought they would get it.
Yeah.
But my pick to win it all? Is that what we're asking?
Yeah, yes.
South Carolina.
Really?
What? Okay.
South Carolina.
Really? Cinderella?
Wrong. Yep. Wrong.
Wrong.
Right. Wrong.
Okay. Okay. My heart wants Oregon.
Me too.
But I think Gonzaga's taking it.
Really?
And
you think Gonzaga's going to beat South Carolina?
Yeah.
I think
you
so.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I do. I just... The Zags, especially with their big man Karnowski, he's been a problem this entire tournament, and they're just they're so well coached.
Yeah.
They've been in this predicament before. Mm-hmm. So I just think that Gonzaga they kind of play under control every game that they have, like their every matchup. So I think that Gonzaga is definitely going to beat South Carolina, and I think Oregon is going to beat North Carolina. So it's going to be Oregon and Gonzaga.
Okay.
But what is Gonzaga going to do about Sendarius Thornwell? He's averaging 26 points a game and shooting 50% in the tournament.
He is killing it right now.
50%.
With guys like him, he's going to get his. They just have to control everybody else.
And to get there, they've beat Duke, Baylor, and Florida.
Like I said, he's going to get his. He's a great – he can score. He can score the ball. But with players like that, you just have to contain him. And you have to make sure everybody else doesn't do that – doesn't score anything, I guess. But for Gonzaga, they do need to defensively contain him. They're not going to stop him.
Yeah.
You can't stop him. No. But you need to contain him.
Charlie?
I'm on the same page with Raina. I don't know why I can't speak today. But I think Gonzaga is going to take it. If Gonzaga doesn't take it, it's going to be LeVar Ball that's going to take it the whole entire way.
He's going to enter himself into the final four.
It's going to be him one on five.
Yeah. Guys, I got it.
Did you see him walk into that SportsCenter interview with
Lonzo? Yeah,
yep. Oh, my gosh.
Well, he walked in a certain way? I mean, I saw the interview.
Like,
in front of his son. Front of his son, by the way. He didn't, let his son go first. He just kind of, stepped right in front of him.
Right? And just, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Made it all about himself.
But that's typical of
Yeah. But you know, I've spoken, I don't want to say bad about him, but up until this point, my opinion about him has been a little negative. But I have to give it to the guy because he knows how to drum up media hits. He knows how to get in front of the camera. He knows what to say, when to say it, and to generate interest. And I think that's what he's doing. He's smart in that way because these days, eyeballs and clicks generate revenue.
He's great at marketing.
Exactly.
For sure.
He's really good at marketing.
I was really excited for my friend, what is his brand called again?
Big Baller Brand.
Big Baller Brand.
Yeah, they followed him on Instagram for a sec, and then he was like, oh, and he snapshotted it, but then they unfollowed
him. Those followers. They followed or unfollow. I hate that.
Guys, I got UNC.
To win it all?
Yeah. Interesting. I think they have the most talented team. They're big. They have Joel Berry, who I think is very good. I think Justin Jackson is probably the best player remaining in the tournament. I love Oregon. The problem with Oregon is they're missing Chris Boucher. He's one of their best players off the bench, and he's big. And the problem that they're going to have against UNC is size. You know, they're not that big. Oregon's not that big. Their best big man is out right now. So
Oregon did beat Kansas.
They did.
Dorsey.
No, listen. Oregon's still
pretty
good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And Tyler Dorsey's
but
good.
But UNC
score.
Barely yeah, yeah. squeaked by Kentucky.
No, you're, but Kentucky, I mean, Kentucky can win the whole thing. So, I mean, I think the size of UNC is going to be a problem against Oregon, and I think Gonzaga can beat UNC, but if it's South Carolina, UNC is going to blow South Carolina out of the building.
His health, too. Barry's health. That's
yeah.
going to be super.
Yeah.
I hope he's 100%, but I still think my Ducks are going to beat him.
I hope so. I'm rooting for Oregon. That's who I'm rooting for.
Is that a hard decision? Like, is that like a Pac-12? Like,
for me?
Yeah.
No, it's okay. My dad went to Oregon. He played football there. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit hard.
But my UCLA, did you guys, the UCLA loss got to me, guys. Man, I picked them to win.
Did you guys
every
really?
Did
you
win
it all?
Did you guys marvel in my Photoshop for?
I got a lot of hits
on
that.
I did the crying face for.
Oh, you did? Oh, I saw that.
I didn't see it.
You were in the group chat.
Yeah,
I did. Michael Jordan cry face.
It was hilarious.
On
like,
her picture.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to send you my best selfie. Just put the put the Michael Jordan face in it.
I delivered.
Raina, what do they say in the chat? Anybody in the chat right
now? No one yet, but they're coming.
No
we
one
have
is
five
in
people
the chat.
Watching.
Guys,
hold
Raina
on. Let me
has a chat.
Let me refresh this.
Get in there. Let's talk.
Where's our peoples? They're coming. They're coming.
They'll
just getting
here.
Settled.
We believe. All right, so let's move on to the NBA where the professionals play. The Cavs have lost 4 out of 6.
Yeah.
It's going to be 5 out of 7 in about 20 seconds. I think they're at the end of the game right now. What's going on with the Cavs?
Who are they playing right now?
The Bulls.
The Bulls, right?
Yeah. You know, not having a good year. So that would make 5 out of 7 they lost. You know, they're not playing great defense right now. Do you think this is a problem that's going to continue into the playoffs? Do you think that, you know, they're going to have trouble getting out of the East, and if they get out of the East with the Western Conference champion?
So right now, I believe they're tied with Boston, right, for the first place?
Yes. I mean, after this loss, I think they just
lost
the Bulls.
So the Bulls are going to take it. It's 97-91 right now.
Okay.
With 19 seconds left.
Oh, that's over.
You know, it seems like it's going to – they're kind of failing, and they'll continue the playoffs. But for me, I feel like they'll turn something on in the playoffs. And
what?
They'll
what are they
going to
turn
the switch. They have a championship mentality, a winning mentality that they need in the playoffs.
LeBron James, and that's it?
LeBron James? Kyrie Irving?
Have they been consistent?
Wait, has the Cavs been consistent?
No.
I'm saying when they make the when they get in the playoffs, right now it's like they're coasting. What do they have to do right now? They're at the top of the Eastern Conference. Once they hit the playoffs, that's when they can turn it on and coast in the first round.
Yeah.
Turn it up in the second round, third round, they're good.
Well, LeBron's clearly frustrated. He's been saying things in the media how this is the most frustrating season he's had.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think there's something to it. I don't think they're coasting right now. I think he's really trying to get them on board and right the ship, and they're just not doing it right now.
You don't think it's any kind of, like, mental trickery?
I don't know.
No?
I mean, he does it every year, right? It seems like he says something every year about his team.
Yeah, some mind games.
You got a quote, Raina?
Well, and on Monday, he said it's pretty delicate in the locker room. I thought that was kind of interesting for him to say that.
Yeah.
By him making that quote and talking about the chemistry inside the locker room, some people are stepping up. Some people aren't that usually do.
Right.
I think him and Kyrie have something going on right now. I don't know if it's beef. I don't know. I think there's something between them two. If they need to get on the same page in order for them to get it together before the playoffs, this isn't the Cavs that we usually know. So this is kind of – that's why I feel like there is something going on off the court. I mean, I still don't want them to win. But
don't worry, they won't.
I mean, I hope
they
won't.
You don't think they're going to win?
Oh,
you
win,
did say that they were going to win, though.
Wait a minute, I was going to say,
you're
the one that said they're going to repeat.
You picked the Cavs.
No, I picked the Cavs last year. I did not say that they're going to win
them
this
year.
Roll back the tape,
Charlie.
Roll back the tape.
We got receipts.
No, you picked them this year. He was so against the Warriors going back, making out of the West.
You were against the Warriors. You were against the Warriors.
Both of them are not going to the finals this year. So
what?
Okay.
Wait.
Well,
so who do you have? Who do you have?
Cavs,
I'm assuming Spurs.
Cavs will make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, but I agree with you. They may not make it out.
I think it's going to be Rockets Celtics.
Rockets Celtics.
Rockets.
Demo's in
the
chat room. She says even though the Cavs are struggling, they will turn it on when it really matters in the playoffs. Agrees with JJ.
Thank you, Demo.
But you did say the Cavs. Sorry.
Lies.
Okay, but now you're saying Celtics Rockets. Why the Rockets instead of the Spurs?
I like the way that they are playing consistently right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are what the Warriors should have been this year, in my opinion.
Okay.
They are the they're a 3-point team that is actually delivering. With yes, I know that the Warriors have won 9 straight.
Right.
But they have somebody injured right now, Durant, and Durant is not going to come in and fill that void for them when the playoffs start.
They don't need it right now. I think if anyone's going to be a three-point, designated a three-point shooting team, don't you think that's the Warriors?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You think the
Harden
you,
is going
you think
to...
the Rockets can keep that three-point shooting up?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, well, speaking of the Warriors, they went nine straight.
Mm-hmm. Nine straight. I mean, don't you, like I said, they're don't worry
said
about
too.
The Warriors.
I said, we both said it.
Like we I said, like we said, don't worry yep. about the Warriors, Charlie.
They're fine.
Because you're like, oh, Durant's
oh, no, no.
gone.
No, don't
now
worry about
fail.
The Warriors.
They're going to collapse. We're like, wait this a minute. Is, without Durant, they're the Warriors of last year.
Don't worry about the Warriors, Erica.
Exactly.
Erica. What's going on with the Spurs, Erica? Hey. The Spurs just lost to the Warriors, Erica.
Thank you. So. Wait, exactly. Didn't she say, like, I think it was last week, she said, yeah. Spurs going to take the number
yep.
one seed.
That's
and
right. That's right. She said the Rockets were going to beat the Warriors, too.
So, I mean, I got to give it to them. Spurs are on top right now. They're good.
They are.
Good. They're not better than the Warriors.
They're not better than the Warriors.
And they're not
seven
better.
Seven-game series.
And that'll they're not be better than the Rockets right now. If they face the Rockets, they're going down. The Spurs.
Spurs?
Yes.
You know, it's a tough Western Conference.
It is.
It's a tough matchup in the Western Conference.
It's kind of hard to predict this year, especially the way the Warriors have played. I mean, they've been the best team in the Western Conference all year, but they're not as dominant as they
last night's game was very exciting. Did you guys watch the Spurs and the Warriors?
The Warriors were down 22.
Yeah,
22 points.
Back.
Yeah. Came back.
And blew them out. Like, didn't even, like, squeak by. They blew them out. It was like a 40-point swing, which is crazy.
Still not convinced?
Just not convinced.
That was against the Spurs.
They're gonna go to the Western Conference Finals, but that's
and lose to the Rockets.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. Is that the way it matches up this year?
That's what I'm saying. When does the matchups come out? Like, does it like when is it finalized?
Well, I mean,
at the end of the season, I mean,
yeah, plenty,
still
plenty
fighting
teams have clinched, but I don't.
It looks like the Rockets are in the three right now because they're like six games behind the two and then six games ahead of the four, so they're going to be three.
So they're going to be three.
Jazz and Clippers are 4-5. They're going to play each other. It's just who gets home court advantage, and then it's who's going to be one or two between. The Spurs and Warriors. If the Warriors are the one seed, the Rockets would see them in the Western Conference Finals. If they're the two seed, they'll see them in the next round.
And I think, what did Erica say? She wanted to see the Spurs first. She wanted the Warriors second.
Well,
she thinks the
Clippers are going to make
it. Does it even matter? Like, the Clippers are going to make it in that second round.
They're not going to make it past the first round.
It
so.
Doesn't even matter.
All right, so it's time for a Big Deal or Not. I actually put those two subjects up to the lead. Josh, I know you did some topics for Big Deal or Not. What you got?
Yeah, so Donald Trump declines to throw out the first pitch. This guy is so anti-sports. First of all, he doesn't fill out a bracket, right? Who doesn't fill out a bracket? That's just tradition. You have to be an American to fill out a bracket.
I'm telling you, the reason why he didn't do it because people who were against Obama were complaining about
an American
it when Obama
tradition.
Did it.
Now you don't want to throw the pitch out, the first pitch, at Nationals opening day? Like,
he says
who does that?
He says he's busy.
I think it
busy doing what?
That's what I said.
Stealing more blankets from the homeless?
Yeah. I don't know. I think that he was like he was gonna be embarrassed by like how he throws. Like he doesn't seem like he's. I don't know his.
He probably
like,
wasn't the first
in
line
in
gym class.
Yeah.
He's not that good of an athlete.
I mean, he can't do worse than 50 Cent. Did you guys see?
Oh my god!
What happened?
He threw it and the ball just
literally ran it like right where the door was. It was terrible. But I think he's not gonna go because he's gonna get booed. They don't like him in Washington D.C. They voted heavily against him.
Watch, he's gonna make a
public rating.
He'll probably make a press conference and be like. Well, I'm the greatest baseball player of all time, and I just didn't want to embarrass anyone, so I'm not going to throw out the first pitch.
So is it a big deal? Is it a big deal, or is it nah?
Ugh.
It's a big deal.
It's a big
For
deal.
For him not to do it is a big deal.
So,
like, who turns
so,
that opportunity
yeah.
down?
Oh,
it's a great opportunity. It's fun. I think it would help his PR rating maybe to go out there and like be a part of the people, be a part of the crowd. He would get booed, but to show your fortitude through that,
right? He can't take
it. Didn't Obama do it for the White Sox like every year,
yeah.
pretty much?
But he's loved in Chicago.
You're the president. I mean, America's national pastime. I don't know why, Charlie, but it's baseball.
Well, look at the ratings. That's all I gotta say.
Why would you turn that opportunity? I think it's a big deal. He's turning.
So big deal, big deal,
big deal.
Big deal. But Demos says Trump is too busy ranting and getting infused with celebrities on Twitter.
True.
It's true.
Very accurate. Everybody's big deal?
Big deal.
Yeah.
How about the 70-point game
Woo!
That my man, Devin Booker,
he's nice.
Dropped on the Celtics?
He's nice.
70 points.
And he shot like 55% from the field, too, which is ridiculous.
Which makes him, right now, currently in the NBA, I'm starting like you, Charlie.
We're just on fire
the
today.
The highest scoring player of active players right now.
Wow.
So that's LeBron, KD.
Anyone.
Steph, really? Anyone. Mm-hmm. Carmelo. I think Carmelo has, 60?
58, I think he had.
Was it 58?
Yeah. something like that.
I think he have 63?
He might have 60. I'm not sure.
LeBron 61 is his career high.
Right.
So 81. This guy scored 70 points against the Celtics, no less, which isn't a shabby team.
Right.
Right now, who are about probably by this time are number one in the East.
Yeah.
Big deal or no big deal?
Big deal.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah. Big deal. Personally,
20 years old. He scored 52 points in the second half. 20
years old. That's insane. Yeah.
Big deal personally, but I do not agree with them taking like a team photo with the 70 and posting it on social media.
Oh, yeah.
You guys took the L.
So that's the thing.
You saw what Jay Crowder said?
Jay Crowder was taking issue with them. I guess the team stood around Booker with the 70 on the sign, took a picture for Twitter, you know, congratulating him. Jay Crowder comes back on Twitter and says, I've never seen so many guys excited about taking an L. About losing the game.
Did anybody Photoshop Michael Jordan's face on their face?
On all their faces?
I should have done that.
So then he deleted the tweet.
Yeah.
And D-Book said, you can't guard me. Which...
Ooh, that was the best one.
You can't come back from that after he just dropped 70 on you. Yeah. You know he didn't have his first field goal until 4 minutes to go in the first quarter?
What?
Wow.
That's insane. And he still scored 70.
It's just confidence. Like, once you get the first couple buckets going, you're just nonstop. You can't stop shooting the ball.
That's a huge deal.
And they only lost by 10. I'm going to be honest with you. My career high in college was 12 points.
Right.
After that game, I looked at the stats. Like, how many points did I score? I thought I had like 35 points. It was 12, but I thought I had 35 points.
Yeah.
I was looking at the stats. No, and we lost. We took an L.
My season high was 27 against my little sister.
Aww.
But we lost.
Damn.
So I couldn't even get hyped off of that.
You still dropped 27 on your sister, though.
So the loss was more important?
The loss was more important for me. So I'm like, but if we won, Dragonites.
I guess I'm old-fashioned in that way that I want the team to win, regardless of you scoring 70 points.
Right.
It's a cool thing, but your team should contribute more to win the basketball game. Everybody's shooting threes now.
Here's the thing. The Phoenix Suns are trying to lose.
Right, so it's like a win-win for them.
I guess, yeah.
They're trying to lose.
You get more lottery balls, and then Devin Booker scores 70.
Right.
So, like, would you be mad, equally as mad, if Devin took a picture with a 70 or with a ball or something? Would that matter, or
it didn't bother me.
It didn't bother me. Would
it be better?
I would celebrate the accomplishment if it was me. 70 points.
But would you post it on social media?
Probably.
What did I say in the chat? Big deal?
Mr. Regman 26 says, I think it's best for Trump to stay away from sports right now.
Agreed.
You know it's a big deal when you outscore Melo.
Ooh.
Sure. Melo hater over here.
Yes, Tim Melo.
All right, let's move on, Josh. What else you got?
I say it's a big deal. What about Jay Crowder's comments, though? Big deal, no big deal.
Or him taking issue.
He's a hater.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it, though. I like trash it. Talk.
I'm like, you can't guard me. That's so funny.
It's awesome. I think it's cool when players talk trash to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now you can't guard the kicker when it comes to NFL because the NFL has now instituted a rule where you can't jump these line of scrimmage on a kicking play, field goal, punting.
Right.
As a defender, you're not able to jump the line of scrimmage anymore. They feel like you could possibly injure yourself if you kind of get undercut by the offensive line.
Right.
And land awkwardly, injure yourself. So to negate or to mitigate the risk of injuries, they instituted a rule to say no jumping over the line of scrimmage.
I have a question for you guys. Have sports become softer now?
Yes, absolutely.
I feel like a lot of things have changed, and when I was a kid, there would be hard hitting for even baseball. And
collisions at the plate?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I get it. They don't want players to get injured, but at the same time, the entertainment value is going down.
Yeah.
Well,
for me...
Understood. To that point, sports maybe have become softer. I think they're trying to play a little bit smarter, and they're investing millions of dollars, more money in these players now. They want them to last longer. Players themselves want to keep their careers more viable longer. You don't want to get injured. You don't want to get hurt. So,
no.
I mean, when it comes to rules that are going to mitigate the risk of concussions, I mean, that's...
No, it's cool, but at the same time, I think this rule is kind of silly because it actually made like the punt return or the field goal attempt a little more exciting because people actually were successfully getting over the line and
I like seeing it. I like
almost blocking.
It amazes. Exactly. Yeah. It's exciting.
It's
just
athleticism.
But can't they? I didn't research.
And no one got hurt doing it.
Can't they still run around?
I didn't research. But it's so hard to like.
It's hard, but it's still amazing.
Yeah, but I mean, it's cool when you see that guy lining up trying to time the snap, ready to jump over somebody. You know?
It's like blocking a shot in basketball too. It's like, ooh,
that's a decent comparison.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you swat somebody's shot. That's a big deal. Time and then same with the kick too. Like that's something that you want to see.
Yeah, I think it's a bigger deal than people might initially think. Because it changes the game. It does.
How about the intent of the rule? What do you mean? What do you think?
you're playing a sport where you can get leveled at any time.
Right. That's what I don't get. So like yeah. you get
there's contact on that's what you're supposed there, to there's do. Contact to literally hit. On every play on the football field. Every play. Right. Every single play. It's even football. On a kneel down.
So then what are they going to do about receivers catching the ball, you know, in the air and then, you know, getting landing at an awkward angle by getting undercut? Do you think that's next? Something to do with
well, that one
letting them land first? Probably.
I mean, comparing the two, I think that one is probably a little bit more, like, they should go for that one instead of this rule.
Are you saying that they actually have to land before they...
I'm just throwing that out there, like, okay. what if that's the next rule, that a receiver has to land before they can
be
there's
so many rule changes lately in every sport, but...
Yeah.
Anyways.
I don't like it at all. Before we get into Fair or Foul, featuring Charlie, let's talk about DraftKings, ladies and gentlemen. The first golf major of 2017 is next week, and to celebrate, DraftKings.com is hosting a free fantasy golf contest with $100,000 in total prizes. I know nothing about golf.
Nothing.
But I think I might do this.
Tiger Woods.
I
know that's it.
Whether you live or breathe golf or you're looking to try a new fantasy sport, now that football's over, 1 week fantasy golf at DraftKings is for you. And fantasy golf on DraftKings is easy to play. Just pick six golfers before the tournament next Thursday.
So. You know who would do this? Donald Trump.
Yes.
He would do this. He's got golf courses.
Yeah.
Of course.
So he would do this. I could see it.
You rack up points for streaks per hole performance, tournament finishes, and more. So
is there a special code for a special discount?
Yes. Tournament starts next Thursday, so hurry to DraftKings.com. Now get free entry in the $100,000 contest for golf's first major with promo code BSports. That's BSports to play free for a share of $100,000 in total prizes. Only at DraftKings.com, the destination for 1 week fantasy sports. I'm going to do it and see if I can get lucky.
Ooh. Let's do it.
Why
and
not?
Then share yeah. with
just
us.
Pick six golfers and see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I know. Yeah, yeah. Why not?
Exactly.
And then we'll revamp the studio.
Yes.
It'll be a great show.
Suicide
B-Sports.
Doors.
B-Sports.
Yep, that's B-Sports at DraftKings.com. Guys, try it. Fantasy sports is fun. I love it. I miss fantasy football so much.
I like it a lot.
Oh, my God, I miss it.
I can't do basketball.
Yeah, it's too much.
I'm doing fantasy baseball this
year. That's too much, too.
It's
fantasy
too much
baseball?
And I don't know enough about it.
Oh, yeah. They do that on DraftKings, too.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, I tried. All right, Charlie, fair or foul or can't call it? What you got?
Fair or foul or can't call it? I can't believe I'm saying this. The Las Vegas Raiders are going to be there in 2019. Fair, foul, or can't call it?
Foul.
Are you sad? Gosh. I thought they were going to come to L.A., but that clearly didn't.
L.A. has too many teams.
No, thought it was going to be
get
them.
Get rid of the teams that we have and bring the Raiders back.
Yeah. I think it is a terrible, awful move. So I feel bad for these players that are coming out of college, and then they're going to come to the city of sin, and then they're going to not focus on the game, and they're going to focus on other aspects of Vegas.
They're going to have a lot of fun.
Their team is going to suck.
They can do that in a lot of other major cities,
but Vegas is
a whole
ball
game.
I'm on a new level. Yeah, they're going to tear it up.
Vegas, Miami,
but even Miami. I'm definitely going to go see a game, but their team is going to be awful.
Raiders?
Yeah, they're going to be terrible now.
You think so? Just because they're moving to Vegas?
Because they're moving to Vegas?
There's no focus now. Their focus will not be there anymore.
That's a strong statement, man.
Did you see the Detroit Lions coach said that he was the only one that vetoed it, and he said, if you guys are going to go play us in Vegas, or we're going to go play in Vegas, you guys are going to stay in a hotel, and you're going to stay in that hotel until I tell you to go play a game.
Wow.
So the distraction factor is that much of a deal for these players?
Yes.
They're in a different city every night.
You got to realize that they're coming out of college, and they have money for the first time, and they're like, oh, where am I going to spend that money? And
the blackjack table.
There you go. And then they're going to be debt. They're going to have this.
They can do that playing for the New York Knicks or the New York Giants.
But it's so much more accessible in Vegas.
Yeah. It's right at your fingertips. But I don't know if I agree with the notion that they're going to be terrible, though.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for Oakland Raiders fans because they got to spend 2 years where they're like, oh, well, they're going to be gone.
I feel more bad for the fans than anything just because Raider Nation is probably one of the top fan bases in NFL.
Football.
So it's like, you take them out, it's
not the same.
Home. It's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the
same. Raider Nation, Vegas is close enough. We'll travel.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like their fan base had something to do with the Raiders and how they play?
I think a lot of people...
Their support that they get all the time, you know what I'm saying? Even if they're trash. Like, they still have their fan base.
But before... I still think Raider fans are going to go to Vegas and watch their team. It's not that far.
And there's a base in Las Vegas, for sure.
So I feel bad for them, but at the same extent, they're going to go. Anywhere the Raiders are going to go, they're going to have a fan base. I'm not worried about that. Right. I'm worried about Oakland, because I clearly am an Oakland fan. I'm worried for the franchise in general, for basketball, baseball, football. I feel like teams are leaving Oakland. I feel like the Warriors are
going to... Warriors are going to San Francisco.
Exactly. Yeah. And the only team left are the A's.
Yeah, they're for sure going. They're building the arena.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really nice, too.
Which is sad, because they have awesome, awesome fans in Oakland.
It's across the bridge.
But still, it's still their team, though.
Yeah. You know?
But it's still going to be the Golden State Warriors.
True, but it's not Oakland's team
anymore. You can kind of speak on this. San Francisco and Oakland are totally different areas.
They are. I see your point. Oakland without the Warriors, without the Raiders, they would just have the A's left. I would be very sad, too.
Yeah,
if I just had the A's.
That was a low blow.
And then who knows what the A's?
I'd be devastated.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Who knows what happens with the A's?
I think the A's. I'm sad to say it, but I think the A's are going to follow suit, and they're going to go either to Vegas or somewhere else. I'll still be a fan, but that's just sad to say that there potentially is going to be no team in Oakland in 3 years.
And the economic impact, probably, right? The loss of revenue.
Yeah, there's loss of revenue, but there's been a lot of ownership changes where they've done some stuff in the past that hasn't been good, and I'm just sad for that fan base.
Yeah.
So we're all saying foul?
Foul. Yeah. Chat room says, foul as hell. Raiders are so foul. Demo, fair. Sports are a business. Demo, city of sin. LOL. These guys just have to be strong.
They're going to be strong, but
really
in another way.
I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. I mean,
telling a grown man to stay in a hotel, what? That's true. Imagine telling them to stay in a hotel. I don't think that's going to happen, to be honest. Like, these are grown men. They're going to make... You shouldn't go out anyways. I mean, this is your job.
Right.
But telling them to stay, good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why... A grown man, really, like, if you go, you should have some self-control, right? I mean, that's like...
Jeez, that's hard to ask a 21, 22-year-old.
I mean, look at this past year and social media and what we've seen with these kids that are coming into the league.
Right.
And they're playing for not Vegas.
Yeah. So, I see your point, though, Charlie. Like, these young kids going to Vegas their first year, chances of them paying attention and actually getting...
But maybe the NFL or the Raiders will institute some kind of program to keep
these guys
on the straight and narrow for a
few years. We shall see.
Rookie symposium or something.
What else you got, Charlie?
We could talk about that for days. But Mets closer, I forgot his
name. Jairus Familia?
Familia, I'm going to just say the last name. I can't get the first one. Was suspended 15 games for violating domestic abuse policy for MLB. Fair, foul, or can't call
what,
it?
What do
foul.
Do? What do you do?
I believe he hit his wife, I believe. Something along those lines. So I think it is completely fair, and I feel like...
Fair? I wanted more.
Fair.
Yeah, I wanted more.
Yeah, that's why I said foul.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, you foul because you want more.
Yeah.
I say fair because he should be suspended.
Right. Should be suspended, yeah, but definitely more.
But he got 50. Didn't he get 50 games for a drug suspension, too?
He did. He's just... So reoccurring.
5-0 for a drug suspension, yes. 1-5 for
yes,
which doesn't make abuse. It. Right. It makes sense, but it doesn't make sense in the same fashion that you're putting your hands on a woman and you're only getting 15 games for that, and then you get 50 for abusing yourself. Like I don't get the correlation. So I'm a little heated about it. Especially I really like the Mets, and you can probably speak on this, but the Mets were a really good team, and they almost won the World Series 2 years ago, and now they look like they're falling apart. One of their starting pitchers is out for 14 weeks, I believe, now, which is really Matt's is out for 14
weeks.
They're
still so deep, though.
But you know who can save them, the Mets, though?
Don't even say it.
You know who can save them?
Don't even say it.
Josh.
Tebow!
No, stop it. Stop this nonsense.
Johnny Manziel is going to pay for...
Stop this nonsense.
It's not going to happen.
You're kidding me.
It's not going to happen.
You're going to wear that jersey.
It's not going to happen.
No, he's not. He has to just make the...
What was it?
Triple A.
Double A
or Triple A?
Triple A.
To make Triple A, and you're wearing the jersey.
He's not. He's going to get cut in about a month.
Thank you.
When we'll is see. The cutoff, like, for to make AAA or not? Does it have to go through the
season? He can start in A and then move up.
Yeah, but it'll take several years, and that never happens.
The only reason why he'd make AAA is just because the Mets are trying to sell tickets. That's the only reason.
Doesn't matter how he does it. If he does it, Charlie's wearing the jersey.
You have to wear the jersey, just like Erica's going to...
Just like this.
Erica's wearing her jersey.
What was his stance? I'll do this.
Yeah, you have to do that.
All right. He's praying. Anyways, I'm going to move on from that. The Saints want Johnny Manziel. Now, Peyton, the head coach of the Saints, there was a rumor going around saying that he wanted to sign Johnny Manziel to a starting quarterback position. Yeah, and then the rumors came out, and then he said that was incorrect, that he still needs room to grow. What I felt from that statement is that he said... He has talent, but off the court or off the field, he is a risk to the team because of everything that he's done in the past.
Right.
So, fair, foul, or can't call it?
Fair in the fact that they were interested?
Yeah. Do you think that they're still interested in Johnny Manziel?
I mean, I think they're stupid to be interested in Johnny Manziel, but you can be interested in anyone you want to be interested in.
I feel like he could do well with the Saints.
Well, there's a quarterback out there who hasn't been signed that...
That's Tim Tebow. A lot better than
Tim Manziel. Tebow over Johnny Manziel.
I mean, I wasn't talking to Tim Tebow.
I was talking about Cap. I was on with you.
Poor Cap. If you sign Johnny Manziel, you got to sign...
I mean, and people want to talk about Cap being a distraction, yet you're interested in Johnny Manziel.
Exactly.
Oh, I can hear Erica going off on this right now. Can you hear Erica just going off of this?
That's a whole other issue.
Erica's watching this right now,
probably like, oh, yes. Yeah.
Johnny Manziel's not a distraction.
We know what that is. It's a whole...
Yeah. It's not going to happen, so I'm not worried about it.
I mean, it's fair. You can be interested in anyone you want to be interested in. I think it's just stupid that anyone would have interest in Johnny Manziel.
Do you think anybody's going to sign him this
year? No, absolutely not.
No, that would be stupid.
Absolutely not. He's not an NFL cornerback.
Him or Jay Cutler? What would you rather?
Jay Cutler.
Cutler at least has the abilities.
Jay Cutler.
Okay.
I'd take Manziel over Tebow, though.
Would you take this didn't make the rundown, but I'm going to bring it up. Would you take Josh Gordon? Would you sign Josh Gordon?
Yes. Yes.
I would, but I feel like he wouldn't do anything.
He's asked to be reinstated for another chance.
Take a
again,
shot.
Was number four? Is this chance number four?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's funny. Demo said, Tebow, he's more likely to be the next Bachelor than be in the MLB.
High five for you.
That's fair.
I would be mad at that, actually, for him to be in the back end.
I know you would
be mad at that. Only Erica, I know you talked about that one.
Do we have any, in case you missed it?
There.
We do?
Oh, yeah. I thought of one. I don't know if you guys caught Kobe sitting down with... Oh, I forgot.
Jalen Rose?
Yes. Jalen Rose. Sage Steele.
Right.
First off, I like him as a sports commentator. What do you guys think about that? I think he's
great. He can talk basketball.
I haven't seen it yet.
So, man. Anyways. So, he brought up... Jalen Rose asked him, what do you think about co-MVP this year? And I'm like, yeah, what do you guys think about that? Like, Harden and Westbrook. He gave his thoughts on it. What do you guys think?
What were Kobe's thoughts?
Okay. Kobe thinks that it should be co-MVP. He thinks that, and he did break down both of them. He said Russell's more of an emotional player, and he plays... He's always been very aggressive, and then this year he's improved so much because now he's distributing the ball. He's doing more. He's playing more like as a team player. Yeah. And then for Harden, he's the complete opposite. Last year he was more of, you know, dishing the ball, kind of doing basic, like the standard. But now he's playing with his emotions now, and he's really passionate about it. You can see how passionate he is this year. And so that's why I feel that he feels that both of those players should be co-MVPs for the first time because they've both improved so much and, like, they're scoring and their team's doing well. So
the MVP race this year is... It's wild, crazy. I still
I think
don't
it's
even
down
know.
To those two, though.
It's so hard to
or okay. So, separate do you think is it LeBron the four? Do you think it's LeBron? Kawhi,
I think
Russ,
there's always
Harden?
A case for LeBron because he's the best player in the league. So you can easily just say LeBron does X, Y, and Z for his team and say he's MVP.
Can you honestly put LeBron in that category?
I can't put LeBron either. Not this year.
If you had to make me choose, I'm going with Harden.
Really,
between the two?
Yes.
Even if even if Westbrook averages a triple double.
Yeah.
And but what about the fact that Harden has more manpower?
No, but the whole Harden has more manpower thing wasn't a thing until the Rockets started playing well. No one thought Harden had any help to start the year. They thought the Rockets were a joke. They hired Mike D'Antoni. No one liked that hire. And then they a lot of the analysis was like, well, Harden doesn't have anybody to play with. Like, yeah, he has Ryan Anderson. He can shoot. No one thought anything of Eric Gordon. Harden has made these players better. He has elevated them to another level.
And Russell hasn't done that.
He has done that, but he hasn't done it more than Harden. The Rockets are a three seed right now. Charlie's talking about them going to the finals.
Do you guys?
Yeah, but when you compare the two, I do think Rockets have more manpower.
Oh yes, they do. As an individual player, we're talking about player.
People talk about the Thunder like they don't have people. The Thunder have players, man. MVP. The Oladipo is good. Steven Adams is good. Kantor can score the ball.
But are they going to win a championship?
Oladipo is good, then you have to say Gordon is good.
Yes, I'm not saying the Rockets don't have players, but it's not like James Harden has a significant amount of more players than Westbrook has, and he's more efficient than Westbrook. Westbrook is so inefficient. He turns the ball over
a lot.
He doesn't shoot the ball from three well at all. He jacks up threes like crazy.
Okay,
take away
the star player from each team. What team does better? Rockets
Thunder.
Or Thunder?
I think Russell has a slightly better... Yes.
Interesting.
Who's going to lead the Rockets in scoring assist? You have Oladipo
with
the
Williams?
Thunder. Lou
Williams?
Give me a break, man.
Lou Will?
Are you kidding me
right
now?
No, I'm not kidding at all. I'm not
He's
kidding
a sixth, seventh, eighth man. He's not going to run a point guard.
Lou Williams is sixth man of the year. Lou Williams can start on a team.
Come on.
Lou Williams can average 25 a game.
Give me a break, Lou Williams.
Lou Williams has a hard time creating his own shot.
Russ has Cantor who can put
Lou
the ball.
Lou Williams has no problem creating his own shot. Lou Williams is an and one every play.
No, creating his own shot and one going to the rim. But creating your own shot, I'm talking about creating your own jumper. That's a difference.
Lou Williams is a good basketball player, but he's a good. He's good to bring off the bench as a sixth, seventh man.
Sure, but Lou Williams can
score.
Start.
He's not gonna make that big of a difference.
But
he's
to your
not,
point about what
no
team
different.
Is gonna be better, I'm hard pressed to say the Thunder.
No, I think they're basically the same team. Honestly, you have Oladipo who can play. He played point guard for the Magic. He's a playmaker. Adams is a big man. Kanter can score. McDermott's good off the bench. Taj Gibson. They have a squad, man. People underrate the Thunder. They think Russell's doing everything by himself. No, he has help. He probably has a little more help than Harden. Harden has shooters.
Harden does have shooters.
Charlie has them.
It's gonna happen. Watch. You're gonna eat your words
efficient.
In a couple
they
weeks.
He's more efficient. He shoots better. He doesn't turn the ball over as much.
He may be more efficient, but take those two players away. And I think.
And they're both not good. They're both bad teams. They are.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
is
Kawhi Leonard out of the conversation?
No, I don't
no,
think he is.
No, I think it's between those three for sure. I do admire Harden's growth from last season to this season.
Yeah.
I do think that Russ's turnovers are going to kind of get him down in the MVP rankings. If I would pick, though, my first pick was Kawhi, though. I think I'm going to go with Russ.
I can't argue
between
Russ.
Between the two, I'm going to go with Russ.
I can't argue Russ. The thing that makes me mad about Russ is that people swear like the Thunder are garbage. He has help. He does have help.
Well,
he doesn't have help is
crazy.
The
Thunder team, they know their roles now. Like, I think that they all play their
different
role.
Teams.
Yeah.
They're different teams.
Yeah, they're just two different
teams. Yeah, two different teams.
But, yeah, that was my MVP talk for the night.
Nice.
I mean, just... and we have another.
Yes.
In case
and
you missed it.
Charlie,
go ahead.
To wrap it up, it's the most wonderful time. So baseball season is starting this Sunday.
Goodbye, live chat.
Everything's going to go. It's just me and you, Josh. I feel like this is going to be a really exciting year. There's some changes that are happening. Are you guys excited for baseball season? Are you going to go to any games?
Yes.
Anymore?
Yes.
Monday's
go
opening day for the Dodgers.
Yeah,
for the Dodgers.
For the league,
Dodgers are playing
the Padres.
Okay, they're gonna win that. Clayton Kershaw's playing. So yeah, I think the Cubs are gonna repeat.
So do
Cubs
I.
Repeat?
Yeah.
I'm excited because I'm a Yankee fan and they have nice young talent. I think they're a year or two away from really contending, but I'm looking forward to seeing like Gabby Sanchez.
Yeah, I love seeing both of you guys' face when we talk about baseball. It's just like deer in headlights. They're just like, okay.
No, I mean,
wait, A-Rod is dating J-Lo.
See, that's
and they started calling them J-Rod.
Every season, I feel like the Dodgers are going to win it.
But they don't. They don't ever do it.
Every year, I think the Dodgers have a good team, but
they
never good enough to win.
They have a good chance.
I
think they should have a better chance.
Magic Johnson is focusing on the Lakers now.
Two games out of the World Series. Two wins out of the World Series.
But who did they lose to?
They lost to the Cubs.
And who won the World Series?
But it's very hard to repeat.
No, it's very hard to you're right. You got to stay healthy.
Go Dodgers.
Got to stay healthy. Trade deadline. But who do you like in the AL?
I really, really like Cleveland. Cleveland, again, yeah, really? I feel like it's going to be the same matchup. Cleveland and, weirdly enough, matchup, Toronto. Man.
Toronto's good. I like Houston. I thought I was really high on the Astros last year.
It's so tough to get the same matchup again in MLB. It's
but you like have to realize basketball. what how much depth both teams have. Mm-hmm. They get players off the bench. They have starting rotations that are awesome. They have relief, and they have players that can make awesome plays every single day. And those are people off the bench, not even their starters.
Right.
So I personally think that this.
So you think it's going to be Cubs-Indians again or Cubs-Blue Jays? And then Cubs win whoever they play.
I feel like the Blue Jays don't have enough to go to the championship.
Oh, so Cubs-Indians again.
Yeah, Cubs-Indians. I feel like it's going to be either the Dodgers, which I like that, going to the World Series or the Cubs.
Thank you, Johnny.
Oh, but they're not going to win. Don't worry.
You give it, you take it away.
Always.
All right. Well,
before we end, can ahead. I say the women's Final Four is also going on this weekend?
Is there any chance anybody can beat UConn? Be honest.
So Mississippi State is playing against them in the Final Four. I think so South Carolina, Stanford, and then Mississippi State. UConn, no, I don't think anyone can beat UConn. But, I mean, anybody can have an off game.
We said the
anybody
same thing about Bama for a little bit. Yeah.
Anybody can be in foul trouble, but
I think it's the ghost of Erica Renee Davis that's around here.
She's but
I have to ask: is anybody actually watching?
Yes,
I watched a little bit of it.
Brandon,
I watched Mississippi State versus Baylor because Baylor's lost like the last four times in the final and the Elite Eight, and I was kind of hoping for it.
Yeah, and that Mississippi State, their guard. God, how many points did she drop? Like
41.
41 points.
Yeah.
And it was for her dad because her dad passed. Yeah, that was my sad. God, I was in tears. I was like, yeah, go, girl. But, yes, Mississippi
Hats
State.
Hats off to South Carolina, who's got both their basketball teams in the Final Four.
That's awesome. UConn's done that twice. UConn's actually won.
Yeah.
The same year. I'll give it to them. I wish that they had more publicity on ESPN or something along those lines because they're just as talented as the men are.
First round is tomorrow.
I'm going to go on
the final game is on Sunday.
South Carolina wins both. Men and women. That's my prediction.
The only reason I go,
that's because it's just UConn.
My prediction. I'm going to DraftKings.com.
You're going to lose money. You're going to have to.
I'm putting in B-Sports. I'm getting that discount.
There you go.
And I'm going to put my money on South Carolina.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. It's been fun. Erica, we miss you. Come back. And, guys, any last words? Any last comments?
Just these guys, the chat room saying, I'm going to start watching baseball highlights on ESPN, taking baby steps.
Hey!
Dodgers, UCLA night, and A games are the best with garlic fries. Now we're talking about garlic fries.
Those garlic fries are good, though.
Yeah, and Dodger dogs.
Debo's like, garlic fries.
Oh, heart garlic fries.
All right, guys. Yay for the woman. It's been fun. If you want, you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Rodriguez_. Also, follow the anchor station that I do a sports podcast on. It's called 10 Minute Drill. You can follow us at the number 10 Minute Drill. Me and my friend AJ Kelly, we do it. So check us out.
Hey, guys, follow me on all social media platforms at the OC Dad. And also, follow my vlog every Tuesday. I release new content, and make sure to follow.
That's good stuff. Guys, you can follow me right here. You see it? JJ the Talented. Should be like right around right there.
It's
there
floating.
It yeah.
And you follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_Ale.
All right, guys. Until next Thursday, Erica will be back here. Hope to see you in the chat. Take care.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
Ooh, yeah.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.